This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:43 p.m. Uma and Ezra here, and we're going to take a look at another story on the Evening Edition. This is pertaining to drug addiction. Now, in the state of Selangor, drug addicts have been sent to a national service camp in the state as part of a new trial initiative. Now, this could actually potentially replace rehab programs worldwide, at least according to a report that's, and with this program is going to be led by the National Anti-Drugs Agency, also known as NADA.
Right, so in the trial, 200 addicts were sent to the National Service Camp in Seminyak, where they're going to spend 2 months learning the NS training modules that emphasize reintegration into society. It's supposed to instill nationalism, patriotism, how to, you know, get back into a normal life. And colour me apprehensive?
Right. So this program, according to its director general, the agency's director general said that it's particularly effective all around the world. I think where the question mark lies is perhaps the curriculum that's involved in the NS program in itself. How effective is that?
So I want to know how, I mean, it's very little details, right? So I want to know how this program has actually been modified from these, how these NS modules have been modified. Because we've done shows about national service, we've done talkbacks about national service where kids, grown-ups who've been in the national service have called in. And you know, they've been somewhat critical. I mean, they've said, yeah, it was like 3 months summer camp, but it didn't change my life, or it wasn't as if we learned something so new and impressive.
I think what's also a bit of a tell with regards to our attempts at improving our drug rehabilitation programs is that our attitudes towards drugs themselves is a little bit of a step behind comparison to the rest of the world. So
Just want to kill people.
Right. And that, you know, incarceration seems to be the only approach to managing those with drug addiction problems. Now, we're crossing over to Professor Dr. Vignesingam Kasinathar, a director of Center for Drug Research at University Science Malaysia. Dr. Vikna, thank you for being with us on the Evening Edition. So tell us, what were your initial thoughts to this trial program? I know there aren't many details, but do you think that a focus on nationalism and patriotism, do you think that's an effective approach to drug rehabilitation?
In my opinion, I don't think this will be very effective. This goes back to and very old model of rehabilitation. I think in the 70s, 80s, and even in the 90s, we had this concept of Pusat Seranti. And in the Pusat Serantis, you know, a lot of this kind of elements was put in discipline, you know, marching and, you know, patriotism and nationalism. So I don't think this is probably going back a bit in time. I think the elements or the components of treatment now has to be emphasized, because there's more evidence in science showing that the people who use drugs, their brains are affected. So I think we need to see how these kind of things can be treated, you know, from medications to providing counseling and seeing how we can actually alter their behavior. And, you know, I think if you fix that, then naturally they would become, you know, once they become better, they're treated, they will definitely become better citizens of the country. So instilling patriotism and nationalism without treating the brain and addressing their problems would be a temporary solution, because they're captured in a captive environment. But the moment they're released, then, you know, they go back to square one. And I think these are the mistakes that we have made in the past. I don't think we should be going back and repeating what we did like 20 or 30 years ago.
Right. So what would be a step forward for the existing rehabilitation programs that we're currently using?
I think we definitely need to emphasize more on treatment and rehabilitation. I think there is a still large number of people who use drugs who are detained for using drugs and sent to prisons. And we, as we all know, nothing much happens in the prison in terms of treatment. So I think we need to move these people who are detained towards treatment facilities rather than moving them or sending them to prisons. So I would like to see a shift towards that.
Dr. Vigna, do we have adequate systems and support in place, I mean, particularly for aftercare?
I think the systems are in place. I think the existing follow-up programs adequate. But in terms of monitoring them, the effectiveness of monitoring and following up probably can be improved. Because, you know, typically when someone uses drugs, they have a lot of social problems, social environment problems, and lifestyle can be a bit chaotic. So chances of losing them on follow-up is much higher compared to other patient populations. So that's why I think there needs to be more monitoring and evaluating them, and following up with them has to be more routine and more frequent.
Dr. Vigna, thank you very much for weighing in on this. That was Professor Professor Dr. Vigna Singham Kazanathar, Director of Center for Drug Research at University of Science Malaysia, and essentially giving us his thoughts on the trial drug rehab program that Selangor is conducting at our NS camps. And of course, we've got Talk Back all evening. Tell us what you think about boot camp as an effective means to treat drug addiction. Call us at 03-771-09000. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.